Guidance system enabled.
5.
The Vast Wasteland.
4.
The show about nothing and everything.
3.
Life support systems online.
2.
Security code accepted. Red 1, you are clear for takeoff.
Hang on to your chair. We are about to desecrate everything that is good and decent. Ooh, I am your father.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Transformation complete.
The Vast Wasteland. Get some.
Good evening, everyone. Trust you had a good weekend. This is John back at you at the Vast Wasteland this Monday evening. And tonight, what we have are some more prank phone calls, and these are some really good ones. They're going to run a little bit long, but they are funny enough that it's definitely worth the wait. One thing I was going to bring up, I was taking a look at the news, actually earlier this evening, and I honestly had no idea. Maybe you did. Apparently, Scary Spice and Eddie Murphy were seeing each other and had a baby together. Maybe it's just me. I had no idea. I about fell over when I read it. I couldn't believe it. Scary Spice and Eddie Murphy and a baby. And from what I read, Eddie Murphy is still a little bit shell-shocked and can't believe it's his. Okay, at any rate, let's jump into our first bit of audio for the evening. Now, these are all prank calls. This first one is a bit of audio that was done by another radio station, actually a radio program, that was helping a lady set up her husband. It's a couple out of India, and she was sort of, well, suspicious of her husband, and as you're going to find out, her suspicions were well-founded.
It's 104.7 KISS FM, Super Snake. I knew you was a snake going down today. Crazy yesterday. It continues to stay crazy today. I tell you, the world-famous I knew you was a snake. It's an international show, folks. We take it all over the country, and I believe her name is Jasmine, right?
Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Okay, so tell us, talk to us. What's the deal?
Well, you know, the show is about the snake show, and I think my husband may be a snake, but I'm not sure.
Okay, now I hear an accent, so where are you from?
We are originally from India.
So you guys are from India?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay, go ahead.
Well, we've been living here for 3 years.
You've been living in the U.S. for 3 years?
Yes.
Okay.
And we got married just before we came over, and my husband Raj and I.
Raj, okay.
And I've been pretty happy. You know, it was an arranged marriage, but we knew each other in India a bit before. So I've been pretty happy, and it's working out.
So when you say an arranged marriage, what is that? What does that mean?
Well, basically my parents and his parents got together and arranged it. So, and then we came over.
So you had to get married to this guy?
Well, it was very formal courting, like it wasn't like here.
Okay, okay, okay.
Like it was set up by parents, and we met and had tea and
all that stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've been living here for 3 years, and he's been working, and I've been at school and also working a little bit.
Okay.
And I would say that in the last 6 months, things have started to change a lot, like radically.
Okay.
Like, we've been having a lot of sex, and...
You have or haven't had?
Have not had a lot of.
Okay.
And he is acting very American, but not in a good way.
I got you. I know what that means.
Going out with his boys and, staying out all night and partying and leaving me at a very bad thing.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? Tell me. What can I do for you?
Well, you know, he's a big fan of Beyonce.
Okay.
And you know the concert is coming up.
Yes, it is.
And I'm very surprised to find that he has not invited me. He hasn't made any overtures about going.
Okay.
And so it makes me very suspicious because all he talks about is when Beyonce is going to drop an album. And it just makes me nervous that he hasn't said anything about it because this is the kind of thing he would definitely want to do and he doesn't want to do it. And so I'm all confused.
So you would like me to try to call and try to get him on something here?
Well, I'm wondering if there's someone else he's taking or maybe if he's going on his own or if he has some other idea, and it makes me nervous.
Okay, all right. Well, then let me do what I do best to see if I can somehow, some way, try to find out what the story is for you, and we can get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
How's that?
That sounds good.
Would that work for you?
It would be very helpful.
All right, then. You know, overtures. I like that. She said overtures, everybody. You never heard that. Super Snake, I'm not getting overtures. Let's get to the bottom and see if I can find out the overtures for her and help Jasmine out. We're going to find out. I knew you was the snake. We go international from India to Mexico to Taiwan, wherever there's women and men who need my help. I'm here to help. It's 104.7 KISS FM, your number one hit music station.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Raj, please.
Yes, this is Raj. How can I be of assistance to you?
Raj, hello. Today it's your lucky day, sir. Let me tell you who I am. My name is Anthony Turner, and you are our big winner today.
Oh, no, I'm not interested in these American pitches, please.
No, sir, let me explain who this is. First, I've got to say to you, sir, do you not have a... Do you not drop... correct, you do?
Well, yes, I do, yes.
Okay, well, I'm calling from the dealership today, sir. And because you just bought your brand new car, you've just won a pair of tickets for a free concert from us today.
Oh, well, there is no, is there a catch or?
No, sir. Let me explain what happens is, we've been giving away tickets randomly. You bought a brand new car from our dealership.
Yes, I remember, yes.
Okay, well, because you bought your brand new car, we've been randomly calling individuals to let them know that they're the big winner. You've won a pair of tickets to see Beyonce, Alicia Keys, and Missy Elliott on Thursday, sir.
Oh, my goodness, but that is wonderful, because that is a coincidence, because Beyonce is my favorite, in fact.
You're kidding!
No, I was thinking about going to buy tickets, but of course, I think it's very difficult. These are good seats, I assume?
Yes, sir, you're going to love it. You're going to have the time of your life, and because you got your brand new car... And we're just randomly calling folks, and all I'm going to need from you, sir, is that I'm going to need you to let me know the name of the person that you want to take with you to the concert, because we have to put the tickets in will call, and we're going to have a real nice message that we're going to add to the tickets.
Oh, like a gift greeting or that kind of
thing. There you go. Yes, exactly, sir. That's exactly what we're going to do. So, Raj, I need to know, obviously it'll be Raj, your name, but yes. I'll need to know the other person you're going to take with you.
Oh, okay, yes. Why don't we make this out to Nikki, and that is NYKKI.
Okay.
And there's a message I can leave?
Yeah. You can put a message on it if you want to send somebody with you.
Okay, let me think. Okay, how about this? Dear Nikki, thank you for showing me the ways of American love. You are my favorite Buddha call.
What?
You are my favorite Buddha call.
Buddha? Oh, booty call!
A Buddha call, yes.
Booty call! Oh, so you want to put that on the card?
Yes, she will know what I am talking about.
And her name is Nikki!
That is correct.
Who the hell is Nikki?
Hello?
Who the hell is Nikki?
What is this?
Who do you think this is, Raj? Do you recognize my voice, maybe?
What is this?
Maybe because you haven't been home in 2 weeks,
possible?
You might not recognize my... Who is Nikki?
What is going on?
Yeah, what is going on is what I would like to know as well.
Hello, sir. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Buddha call? You think that's clever? You think it's a pun?
Wait a minute. What is going on here, sir?
Did you learn that in literature class back home, or did you learn it here?
So there is someone on the line. It sounds somewhat like my wife.
It is your wife. You're on the radio.
Wait, what is going on here?
Who is Nikki?
Well, no, wait. What is the meaning of this?
The meaning is you're not going to a Beyonce concert, huh? Definitely not going to a Beyonce concert anyways. And I don't know about your Buddha call, but maybe you don't want to come home for your Buddha call at home.
What? How is this part? How are you on the
you
line? What is this?
You better explain it to me, because I'm too angry right now, and I'm pacing.
No, what?
I'm pacing
back and forth,
because I'm standing. Listen, Raj, who is Nikki?
Well, you know, she is a friend of mine, but what is? How are you on the phone? What is this?
Your boys and your dogs?
What is this?
With your home dogs that you go to the strip joints with? Is this Nikki a stripper or something?
No, she's just someone, you know, somebody from work, you know.
She's someone from work who's showing you the way of American love? Did you think I was not listening the whole time?
Well, yes. Well, if you want to know the truth, yes.
Yes, I want to know the truth.
But, you know,
the truth.
You don't know. You don't know the ways of American. You know, the American women, they use the mouth. You don't use the mouth. Jasmine, you do not know how to use the mouth.
I can't believe you're talking about in front of everybody.
Do you realize? No, but you know, we come from India, okay? And the Indian girls do not use the mouth, and the American girls, they are using the mouth, and you know, you refuse to use the mouth, and she's, you know, she will do anything I ask her to.
You don't use the mouth either, okay? You don't use it either, and from what I've heard and what I've seen on television, maybe the men are supposed to use the mouth too, and maybe if you got some and you wanted to get some, you would give some as well.
Well, no, this is not true.
We are taught not to use the mouth. You're absolutely right. I don't use the mouth, and neither do you.
No, but the man does not have to use the mouth.
Going
the woman.
Out.
No, and then, you know, 25% of the time you are on the periodical anyway.
100% of the time you are on the stupid. Nikki, but
sir, why are you laughing
not going
so hard?
To Beyonce. I'm sure he's more disappointed about that than anything else.
How is it you are on the phone with this person who is laughing? What is going on?
It's a radio station, Raj. It's a trick. There's no tickets for you. There's just you and me and Nikki in some kind of sick triangle that involves apparently.
Well, you know, then that is something else also, is that the American women, they are open to having another woman.
I can't believe I'm even hearing this.
No, you are not open to these kinds. There are many, many things that the American city can teach us, you know?
I thought that we were working on marriage. You know, it's hard enough that I don't even know you when you come into my bed in the first night. And now I have to find out, after putting 3 years of my life and moving to another country with you, so you can pursue your career or whatever it is that you're doing with your computers.
Yes, I'm in IT support department.
Yes, you are. I know you are. I know what you do. I'm married to you for 3 years. I think I know. But apparently there are a lot of things I don't know about you, what you're doing with Nikki.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that, you know, I'm sorry, but you are not satisfying anymore.
Ow! That's gotta hurt. I wish I could find out what actually happened to those two afterwards, but I have a feeling that one of them was going back to India, but... You know, to be honest, when I first heard that one, and I listened to it a couple times, I was rolling, you know, especially when it gets to the part of, wow, she won't use her mouth. Okay, enough said. Our next one, believe it or not, is a 911 call that a police officer, made. Well, he called 911 because he and his wife overdosed on marijuana. Actually, they had made some brownies out of the marijuana, and felt that they were dying. Get a load of this one.
We've removed some personal information from the following 911 call. You will hear tone where the information has been removed.
Boy, wait. My folks, Tate.
Cleveland Heights emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue to... I think I'm having an overdose at his store with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, and is there any weapons in the house?
No, please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I'm just... I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
Yeah, I could feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
Probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch, a little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Okay. Is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's sitting. She's kneeling down in front of me.
Okay.
I know. We have to wait.
Okay. And is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez? Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs you know of?
Pardon?
Did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No, that's it. But I don't know what was it. The marijuana could have been, there could have been something in the marijuana.
Okay. Are you guys on any sort of prescription pills? Do you guys take any sort of other medication?
No, I don't. My wife takes Vicodin, though.
And does she take any today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, where's the Vicodin?
The Vicodin is, it's in our medicine cabinet.
Okay, but how many, does she take it on a regular basis?
Yeah.
How many does she take on a regular basis? Two, four, eight?
Like, I don't know, like five a day. Please come.
She takes about five a day?
Yeah. Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way, and they've been in route for 2 minutes. It's now 9:38.
Okay.
And she takes about how many, eight, five a day?
What's that?
How many does she take a day?
She takes like, I don't know, like six.
Six a day?
Like five a day. I don't know. We got into a car accident in Dearborn Heights last year.
Okay. And you don't know how many she's taking today?
No.
Okay. Is there any animals in the house?
Is there any what?
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away for you.
Okay. Is the front door open?
Yeah, the front door's open. Come here.
The porch light on?
Pardon?
Is the porch light on?
Yes, the porch light is on.
Are there any weapons in the house?
You already asked me that.
And what'd you say?
No, there is.
Where is it?
It's in my closet.
Is that in the back bedroom?
Yeah, in the front bedroom.
In the front bedroom?
Yeah. Go on.
Okay. Okay.
Come on, Ginger. Where's the FD at right now?
They're on the way, sir. Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time that we've ever done it.
And you've never done marijuana before?
Yeah, I have.
You have, and you've never had this reaction to it before?
No, ever. What's the score in the Red Wings game?
What?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
I've got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure this isn't some type of, like, hallucination that I'm having.
Oh, why? What does the score say?
3-3.
What channel is it on?
Channel 2.
It's 2-2.
Huh?
It's 2-2.
Okay. Your police tell your officers they just passed me.
Okay, and they just passed you?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're up. Okay, well, we'll let them know, okay? Go outside and flag them down, okay?
Okay, my mother-in-law just got here, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Vast Wasteland will return in a moment.
No, this is a nice idea. Okay, I had an idea of Mr. Whipple saying, I see someone squeezing the Charmin. I'll go over there and give them a piece of my mind. Please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Whoever squeezes the Charmin will be caught by the Whipple early warning system. I'll just hide. There's the alarm. Excuse me, madam. You're not supposed to squeeze the shop. Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. The long hair fooled me.
Well, what do you get your kicks out of talking to ladies about toilet paper?
Oh, excuse me, madam.
Hey, here, Ted. Ted, you want to step over here a second? I got some fruit bar here. Gets his kicks out of talking to ladies about toilet paper.
No,
you want to hold his arms behind his back there?
I didn't mean anything.
Okay. Listen, after we're done with you, fella, we're going to squeeze your mop and glow. We're going to squeeze your Frankenberry and your yard guard. We're going to squeeze your roasting bones. That's right. This is your special K. And then we're going to squeeze your...
The show about nothing and everything. The Vast Wasteland. get some.
90% of dentists agree. The Vast Wasteland promotes good dental health.
Okay, our last bit of audio for the evening is a really, really funny one. It's about a young lady who applied for a job in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area. Applied for a job and, of course, had to take a drug test. Very standard fare. Whenever you know, nowadays, especially apply for any kind of a job, you have to go in for a drug test. And her mom decided to kind of prank her. And what makes this one funny, and you want to make sure you listen, is you'll start to hear the, how should I put it, the this poor young lady become a little, shall we say, anxious because of what the guy's telling her. And she starts offering to do some interesting things in order to be able to retake the test. Take a listen to this one.
You know, one of my favorite calls is one that we made just recently that we made to Gail. It was a call we made to Gail whose mother set her up on a dirty Friday.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. It seems that her daughter really wanted a job badly.
Oh, you betcha.
And we called up with some very, very hideous news for her.
And an idea of another kind of job.
What I love, I love families that kick a person when they're down. Now,
oh, man.
If your old mom called up.
And nobody can kick you like a family member.
I want you to sting my daughter this morning. Her name is Gail.
So Gail's mom is trying to sting her on Dirty Friday?
Yeah, it says Gail's been unemployed for a while.
Yeah.
She has a chance to get a really good job. I guess she's been to a few job interviews. They sent her for the tests that they do for the company. Apparently the company that's hiring her has drug tests.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. And Gail thinks she has this job. She's hyped. She's excited. And it pays some pretty big bucks, too.
Looking forward to finally being among the ranks of the employed here
yep.
in the Bay Area.
So we're going to have fun with her this morning.
All right, calling Gail
on Dirty Friday.
So actually, filling a couple of themes here on Dirty Friday, kicking somebody when they're down and always stinging the ones you love.
Absolutely.
Gail's mom here is setting her up.
Hello?
Good morning. Is Gail, please?
This is Gail.
Hi, Gail. How are you? I'm calling. This is Michael Rochert's calling from the...
Oh, hi.
And I'm calling in reference to the test that you you came in to complete earlier on this month.
Right, for the job.
Yeah. Gail, I'm very disturbed by the results here.
What do you mean?
And I'll be forwarding these in to the company.
What's wrong with the results?
Well, the results that we've come up with indicate... a very, very high drug use.
What? You completely got my test results mixed up with someone else's. I don't do drugs.
Now,
I don't do drugs. There's been a mistake.
Gail, you can sing the same old sob story that I've heard from a number
it's
of other people who failed these drug tests.
Drugs. There's been a mistake.
They're 100% accurate, and we will be forwarding this to the company.
You don't understand. You have to have the wrong results. I don't do drugs. I'm completely clean.
By law, Gail, I have to call you to inform you this, and that's basically the only thing I...
Can I retake them or something? Because you're wrong. I mean, I'm not saying I have never touched drugs in my life, but it has been more than 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, you see, Gail, just by telling me that, you automatically fail the test.
No. I mean, you know, every kid experiments. That was a long time ago. You can't blame me for something that happened a long time ago.
Well,
you have to have the wrong results.
No, ma'am.
Or let me retake them. I'll retake them.
No, you cannot retake them. The company only hires us for the one test. It's the company's...
I'll do anything. I need this job. I need this job. I have been unemployed for 6 months now. This is a really good job. I will retake it. I will pass. But if you deny me this, I'm going to lose this job. What do I need to do?
Well,
I'll go down there. Do you want me to go down there in person?
Well, you see, Gail, it doesn't really matter because they employ us to do one test, and we've got the results, and we just hand those over to the company.
But you could do another test. You could do this for me.
No, Gail.
Is there anything I can do that you'll give me another test?
Like what? What are you referring to? What do you want? What do you mean, anything I can do?
I don't know. Are you married? I could take you out to lunch or something, or you know, anything.
Or what? Anything.
I'll do anything to get this retaken, anything. You know, if you, we could go out and, you know, maybe have a couple drinks or something. You know, I could, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. You want me to, you want to, I'll sleep with you. I'll do anything you want.
Well, Gail?
You want to meet me somewhere? We could get a motel.
Gail, what I'll tell you is, your mother called us this morning. This is Lamont Antonelli from KSJ.
And I think we'll cut it off right there once she found out that it was a radio station that had pranked her, and I'm sure her mother. She wasn't really happy. And you can imagine why. And certainly, I think both mother and daughter had a little explaining to do to each other afterwards, but of course, we don't get to hear that. Okay, everyone. Well, that will wrap things up for tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show. You know, we are always, always, always on the lookout for prank calls, especially really good ones. The ones that we got for tonight's program, we thought were solid gold. One nice thing was that none of them were so bad that it had to garner the show an explicit rating. Definitely a good thing, because that means that we don't have to issue our normal little disclaimer indicating that if you are sensitive to harsh language, don't listen. Well, this show is funny enough and yet clean enough that anybody can listen. Definitely not a bad thing. Okay, everyone, you have a very good evening. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you join us for our next show. Have a great evening.
The Vast Wasteland is heard on Shoutcast Radio and by podcast. Our listener line is 702-446-4192. You can reach us at thevastwasteland.bodomatic.com as well as thevastwasteland@bodomatic.com. Have a good evening.